Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Thanks so much for being here with us. We continue with Open Forum this hour. As promised, Carlo Broussard here for an hour of Open Forum. Your calls, welcome there, 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. If you have a question about the Catholic faith, we'd love to get you an answer. And you certainly don't have to be Catholic to call. Anybody can call with any question. If you've got some, maybe there's some Catholic doctrine that you as a Catholic can't explain. Maybe there's a Catholic doctrine that you as a non-Catholic don't understand or don't like, whichever. Whatever it is, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. And in addition to having Carlo here to answer your questions this hour, we're also going to do a little bit of fundraising this hour. So we'll be interspersing some requests, some calls for help during the hour with taking calls for questions for Carlo throughout the hour. So I said I'd let you know how we did last hour when we came back, and I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen this before, but a lot of folks still on the phone from the last hour. So give me a few minutes and we'll figure out where we are. But we have, again, this will be, we're starting into the second half right now. We're this moment, we are starting into the second half of our quarterly pledge drive. And we have another $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour, and we have the second pledge is still available for anybody who starts a new monthly pledge. It will be matched again. So just to give you a quick, if that means if you give $10 right now, it becomes $20. But if you give $10 a month right now, it becomes $30, and that extended out by our donors to the end of the year. We figure you're good for it. So that means the matching money comes in right now. So pledge $10 a month, and that's going to end up being $360 by the end of the year once you've met your part of the pledge. And a lot of that comes right to us immediately from these donors who are matching your pledge. So a lot of opportunities to give and to make your money really go to work here for this hour. 888-291-8000. Lines are beginning to open up again from last hour. There are 9 lines open right now. And I'll remind you that when you call, you're talking with our colleagues, people we go to Mass with in the morning and the people we hang out with during the day, and they will be happy to talk with you. They'd love to hear your story. Or if you need to get done quickly, they'll get you done quickly. Just let them know, hey, I'm in a rush. Can we get this done quickly? 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Say hi to them, visit, or get done quickly, whichever way you'd like to do it. We've got a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match to use up this hour, and we could really use your help to do it. 888-291-8000. Carlo, I took a little bit of time to do that introduction. I apologize to for keeping you waiting, but thanks so much for being here, Carlo Broussard.
Oh, that's just okay there, Cy. It's great to be with you, my friend.
From joining us from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Everything looking
that's
good
right.
there. And everything,
thank
I hope,
you, sir.
It's still good. Life is good in Tulsa?
Life is good, my friend, and it's only getting better.
This is one of the things that Catholic Answers has been able to do in recent years. This is a new thing with Carlo, a partnership with the Diocese of Tulsa, where Carlo will be working for us, but some of his hours will be for the diocese, where you've already scheduled a bunch of stuff to do for diocesan adult education, right?
That's right. 25 events booked as of today from now until April, consisting of parish missions, staff formation days, teacher orientation days, talks for RCIA, youth group, men's group, young adult groups, a variety of different events that we have scheduled. So looking forward to it. It's a lot of fun and a lot of work. The workload is quite heavy. And juggling all of the balls, but it's exciting times. And I'm so grateful to be here with you today, Cy, to talk to our listeners out there and our viewers, to encourage them to give us a call, to donate so that we can continue doing the great work that we do here at Catholic Answers. And you know, you were mentioning about the match of the pledges, and we got our Lord multiplying some loaves here today, right?
That's right. That is right.
We want some multiplication to take place. Hence the good of math, right? Math does have some impact on our lives and multiplying those dollars so that Catholic Answers can stay on the air and keep ministering to the hearts and minds of God's people.
Amen, brother. And there's that match is really, it's a great time. There's lots of lines open because we just finished a big rush from Tim's ending of Tim's last hour. If you'd like to use up that match and really make use of both matches, a pledge in any amount of a monthly donation. Start at 10. Maybe you can do 15. Maybe you can do 20. 888-291-8000. Maybe you can do more than 20. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a chance to mull that and make your phone call. And I'm going to let Carlo do his regular job because let me thank a couple people. Yesterday, Carlo, I got this little cough button here next to me, and a gentleman called up and he said he'd pledge $100 a month if I would just say, "What is that blue thing next to you?" So I said cough button, and he did. He just donated $103.89 a month.
That's amazing.
So he kept good on his pledge. Thank you very much for that. Gina from Michigan donated yesterday but called in again and donated $100 to help us meet that last hour match. God bless you, Gina. Thank you so much. Maggie in Ohio just donated $1,000. She's excited about the Catholic Answer School of Apologetics course she's going to get, and she also wants to give a shout-out to her Bible teacher, Claude. So Claude, thank you. I don't have a last name, so I'm just going to say Claude in Ohio. Good work as a Bible teacher.
What such great generosity, man.
Yes, it is wonderful. And 888-318-7884. If you got a message like that you'd like us to share, tell it to the person that when you call in, 888-291-8000. All right, I'll tell you what. That's enough fundraising for a minute. Let Carlo answer some questions. Let's go to Marie in Rhode Island, watching on Facebook. Marie, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Yes, hello, Si. I'm the one that's on the feed.
Marie from Facebook. I'm so glad to talk to you again, Marie. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. It's just a little tidbit. My husband's not Catholic, but he gave $10 a month on his own.
God bless him. Wow. Will you please thank him for us, Marie? Yeah. What a beautiful thing to do.
I will. Okay, my question is, I teach RCA, I teach everything. But I taught a young woman several years ago who converted from Episcopalianism to Catholicism. Now she's reverted to non-denominational Christian, and she was rebaptized in a swimming pool somewhere.
Okay.
Who knows where. And I felt like I failed her, failed. What do I tell her if I come across her? Because she lives on my street. And church that she converted to is right across the street from my house.
Oh, you're going to run into her, Marie. All right.
Yeah.
What can she say, Carlo?
All right. Well, first of all, Marie, I want to speak to your anxiety or feeling as if you have failed her. And I want to assure you that you have not. Assuming that you did everything that you believed God was calling you to do in ministering to her in the RCIA class and doing what you could to communicate the faith to her. So you do not have to feel like you have failed. I know, it's a lot. You can't just flip the switch and no longer have the feelings. But just to remind yourself that it's not on you and that you're okay and you were faithful to Jesus and you were loving this woman and trying to communicate the beauty and the goodness of our Catholic faith to her. With regard to what should you say to her when you come across her, well, you could just bring it up in a natural conversation and say, "Oh, hey, I was wondering if you would ever be interested." You could extend the invitation. "I'd ever be interested in chatting about your recent decision to leave the Catholic Church and see how she responds. And if she's open to setting up a little coffee meeting with you, go get some coffee and have a conversation about it, then that would be great. You can begin to inquire as to why she left." And that's the key. Now, if you see you're not going to be able to get that opportunity when you meet up with her in a on the street, on the sidewalk conversation, you might just gently bring it up and say, "You know, I've been thinking about you a lot lately, and I've been praying for you. And I'm wondering, given that you left the Catholic Church, I'm wondering why you did that. Because it's interesting to me, because I love the faith so much. I love being Catholic, and I know others who love being Catholic. And so I'm curious as to, what made you what led you to the decision to leave the Catholic faith? And then you could follow that up. You could just either pause and listen, see what she says, and that's going to determine the direction of the conversation. Or even before you do that, you could say something like, because the reason why I want to know is because I want to make sure that I didn't do anything that would lead you out of the faith. That's one way you could approach it. Or I want to make sure that someone else didn't do anything. I want to make sure that if you left because of what someone else said, I want to see if that's a misconception or something, right? So you're reaching out to find out why she left, and you want to make sure that it was nothing that you or someone else did that would lead her out of the faith due to a misconception, perhaps. Or even if somebody sinned and she was offended by sinful behavior and a scandal, you want to apologize on behalf of that person who caused her scandal. And so these are just a few things that are coming to mind, some tips to give you of how you can begin to approach a conversation with her. Once she begins to tell her story and the reasons why she left, well, then that's going to determine the direction of the conversation as to where you want to pitch your tent, right? And push on a particular reason, focus on a particular reason that she gives as to why she left. And that's where the conversation's going to go. Now, you could just offer a resource and say, hey, would you be interested in reading a book about that topic? If she brings up the Pope or Mary of the Saints, and that's where you go to shop.catholic.com. We have many resources for many topics. Or you can say, hey, would you be interested in reading Trent Horn's book, Why We're Catholic? And that's something, he might say some things that you've never considered before. Would you be interested in that? And see how she responds.
Maria, I'm going to leave it there and say thank you, because I need to make a bit of an urgent appeal to our listeners right now. All of our lines are open. We have 17 of our colleagues ready to take your calls. And we are past the halfway point, and we are about one third, a little less than one third of the way towards being fully funded for this pledge drive. It costs about $220,000 to be fully funded here for the next 3 months. And we come to you. We ask you for that funding so that we can keep doing it. It allows us to do the app and the podcast. It allows us to do the social media. And as far as the widest reach goes, it allows us to do this radio program. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match right now and 17 lines open. Perfect time to call and make a pledge in any amount. If you're anxious about tying up a line, you don't have to worry about that at all right now. 888-291-8000. Would you please pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000? Because we need some help right now. We've got a huge match this hour, $20,000. And then we've got a second match for any new monthly pledges. So you start a new monthly pledge, you get double matched. And we have every single one of our lines open, 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, I'll let you know when one of those lines gets filled up, because I got to let you know what our need is. And what we are going to need this hour is also, in addition to the folks who will make those new monthly pledges of $10 a month or $20 a month, or maybe even $50 or $100 a month. Some people can do that. If you are one of those folks who can do a two, there's that call to get us started this hour, 888-291-8000. If you are one of those folks who can do a larger donation, maybe you can do $1,000 or $2,000. Some people can do $3,000 or $5,000. You'll help us go a long way towards meeting the match this hour of $20,000. 888-291-8000. 15 lines open right now, 888-291-8000. Carlo, I'd tell you what we can do. We can go right back to calls and let you answer some more questions. Then we'll just trust in our listeners that they're going to pick up the phone and call. I don't know if you would you like to go back to the phones?
Well, before we go back to the phone, Si, I just wanted to say, and for our listeners and viewers out there, ask yourselves this question. When you were a child in the home governed by your mother, would you do what your mother asked you to do and exhort you to do? And of course, the answer is probably mostly yes. At least you should do what mama tells you to do, right?
Right.
Well, guess what, Si? Holy Mother Church herself exhorts us, the faithful, her children, to provide material support for Catholic radio which the decree on the means of social communication from the Second Vatican Council said is an indispensable means for evangelization, exhorting the children of God to give effective support to good Catholic radio. It goes on to conclude, the Synod advises the Church's children of the obligation they have to maintain and assist Catholic radio, whose objective is to spread and defend the truth and foster Christian influence in human society. So for all our listeners and viewers out there, you are children of Holy Mother Church, and Holy Mother Church is saying, boy, girl, give money to good Catholic radio, which Catholic Cancers Live is. So that would be my pitch.
Amen, brother.
To everyone out there, to appeal to the authority of Holy Mother Church to say, let's get with it. And that's 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. And your gift right now can go a long way for the good that we do here at Catholic Cancers.
I'll tell you what, there's hundreds of thousands of people that listen to this program every month, and it's just a few hundred that keep it on the air. I'm going to be just straight up honest with you. So far...
Man, can you imagine those 100,000 people watching and listening, just calling in and giving $10? That would be quite a bit of money to help us out here.
We'd
maybe
take
even
over,
$20.
We'd take over the Oprah network and we'd start putting Catholic programming there. That's what we'd do if we had that kind of money, but we don't. But you know, you could pick up the phone and call and be one of just a few hundred people. 237 people have given, as we've asked, for support over the last few hours. So make it 238, would you? 888-291-8000. I'm really happy you said that about what the church says about supporting Catholic radio, Carlo, because, you know, you can see the work of the Holy Spirit, that the society has begun to disintegrate. And disintegrate meaning it doesn't make sense anymore. It doesn't have a sensible center anymore. And just at that moment, when that's happening, the Holy Spirit has built these Catholic radio networks now that we never had before. Protestants were always great at it, but Catholics weren't there. And now we're there, and we need to stay there. We need to keep broadcasting. 888-291-8000 is where you can go. I'm going to tell you right now, there's 13 lines open. If you any amount you plan to give, now is the perfect time to call. 888-291-8000. And let me ask, I realize that it's a lot of money, but to some people, it is within their means to quite easily be able to do $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. If you're one of those people, could you help us right now? That will. I'll tell you what, I see the $20 a month pledges coming in. I see the $10 a month pledges coming in. People are hurting. And people are, despite their hurting, they're picking up the phone and calling. If you can supplement that with a $2,000 or $3,000, a $5,000 gift, you'd really get us a long way towards being funded for this hour. 888-291-8000.
You know, Cy, earlier I appealed to the authority of Holy Mother Church. Let's take a try at appealing to our Lord himself. Right?
Okay.
Matthew 5:42, our Lord says, give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you.
I'll beg or borrow, either one.
We are begging right now. Yeah. We are begging for your support, my dear listener, my dear gentle listener and viewer. We're begging for your financial support. Please give us a call, 888-291-8000. Because remember, as Cy said earlier, it's going to double, it's going to triple. Our Lord will multiply your gift if you call in right now to help us meet the goals that we need to meet.
Just six lines open. Let's fill them up. I'm going to let Carlo answer a question now. You call 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's all covered by the same matches. If you have any questions, just call and ask. They'll answer your questions. 888-291-8000. Looking for those phone lines to be filled up. Just six lines. If we can just get six calls on right now, those lines will be full. Let's go to Chris here in San Diego, watching on YouTube. Chris, go ahead with your question for Carlo. Thank you.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very well, thank you.
Awesome, thanks for taking my call. I'm a new convert to Catholicism. I was confirmed on Easter.
Oh, congratulations. So, thank God.
God.
That's awesome. Beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'm so grateful. But I just had one question. So my rest of my family's Protestant. But they're still following Christ. But when we end our prayers, if you know, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Yes.
My parents like to correct me and say, no, in the name of Jesus. So I don't know.
Wow.
It's I don't know what to say in that situation.
Okay. Well, you can respond and say, well, Mom and Dad, in the name of Jesus, amen. Because we recognize and affirm 1 Timothy 2:5 that the one mediator between God and man is the man Jesus Christ. So we agree in the name of Jesus. And whenever we pray in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, guess who the Son is? Jesus. So whenever you're making the sign of the cross, you are affirming, offering the prayer in the name of Jesus, because Jesus is the Son of the Father, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. So Christ's mediation is involved, is invoked whenever we make the sign of the cross and pray the prayer in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit. Now, you could add to that, Chris, that we are following or we are praying based upon the revelation from the Lord, our Lord himself in Matthew 28, 19 through 20, when he told the apostles to go out into all nations and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit. Now, granted, that is a commission to go and baptize with that formula, but we can adopt that formula as a prayer as well. Why? Because it can be directed to a different purpose than baptism itself. For example, whenever we pray in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that is a way in virtue by which we call to mind our baptism, which was in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, commissioned by our Lord to the apostles in Matthew 28, 20. And so by calling to mind our baptism, we also call to mind our baptismal promises, which whenever you sum it up, equals, in essence, I'm going to be faithful to Almighty God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what our baptismal promises is all about. So you can tell your parents, when I make the sign of the cross, Mom and Dad, I am visibly in both my body and in my words, expressing to Almighty God that I affirm right here and right now, reaffirm the baptismal promise, my baptismal promises, to be faithful to him until death. That is what the sign of the cross and blessing ourselves, making the sign of the cross and with the Trinitarian formula is all about.
Thank you so much, Chris. I hope that was helpful to you. One thing I would never feel ashamed of is praying in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Blessed Trinity is the key revelation of God in all of in everything that has been revealed to us. And but never ever feel ashamed of that.
Absolutely.
I want to thank Estelle from St. Louis. She's sending a check for $1,000. Thanks so much.
Woo-hoo!
Estelle. We do need that help.
Thank you.
Helping us get closer to meeting our goal for this hour, which is to raise $20,000 and use up every dollar of the match that we have this hour. 888-291-8000 is the place you can go to call and make your pledge. I want to let people know, too, that there are a few lines open if you want to ask Carlo a question. I didn't mean to discourage anyone from calling that line, and if I did, I apologize, but you're welcome to call. And with lines open, I'll just let you know that number is 888-318-7884. If you want to get in here to the studio and get online to talk with Carlo, 888-318-7884. It's open forum this hour. Anybody can call, whether you're Catholic or not, whether you're Christian or not, you are welcome here to ask whatever you'd like about the faith. That's what we do. We've been doing it for more than 25 years now, and the formula is this: we just answer questions about the Catholic faith, and it is revolutionary. There's nowhere else you will find conversations like this anywhere. Pro-life conversations, pro-reason conversations, because we believe in faith and reasons, pro-God conversations, pro-Jesus conversations. I mean, conversations about love and community and faith in a world that is losing so many of those things. Help us keep doing it, maybe for another 25 years, at least for another 3 months. If we can be fully funded, we'll keep doing it for another 3 months. 888-291-8000. Tim always makes fun of me about being kind of sanguine about the whole thing, about it's all going to work out. But I mean, 25 years of experience of the show being funded by you, our listeners, so that we can keep doing it, fills one with a good deal of faith that we're going to be, that you're going to respond. You know, we're not going to do it by magic. We're going to do it by love. And the fact that you,
Amen.
That you love the listener enough, that you love the world enough, that you want to join us in sharing the one message that really matters, the truth about Jesus Christ and his church. 888-291-8000.
Yeah, it's, you know, Si, it's only in the truth of Jesus Christ where we can find our authentic human happiness. So for my viewers and listeners out there, ask yourself the question, do I want people to be happy? Do I want people to be authentically happy? If the answer is yes, then you need to call in and give us some support right now, because what we do at Catholic Answers is to communicate that truth of Jesus Christ throughout the world so that they can embrace that ultimate good in union with our Lord and experience the joy and the happiness that he wills for them.
We're going to have Carlo again. So if, as I said, if you're on the line, stay on the line. We're going to come right back and answer some questions. Let's fill up those lines during this break. Perfect time to call while we're off air just for a couple minutes. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kelly, your host. Carlo Broussard here with us for Open Forum. And we're raising a little bit of money this hour. Well, I hope a lot of money this hour, actually, so that we can get fully on track here to be fully funded for the next 3 months. The number to call if you're willing to pledge your support, if you're willing to make your help right now, you just a $10 gift, a $10,000 gift, whatever it is, you can call, because there's 15 lines open, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. I'm trying to look at the numbers here and tell you where we are as far as that matches, and we're halfway through this hour, and we've used one quarter of that match. So we've got 15,000 still to use up this hour. Perfect time to call, 888-291-8000. Help us use up some of that match money. I really want to thank all the people who have come in at the $10 a month level. That's new monthly donors, and that's our lifeblood around here. If you're a new monthly donor, your pledge is getting tripled right now, and you're getting the Hallow app for a year. The Hallow people are willing to give it to you for a year to say thanks for supporting Catholic Answers, and we're grateful to them for that. And that's one of the most popular Catholic apps, and you get the premium for a full year. You also get the Society 315 Catholic Answers t-shirt. You get the car magnet. You get coupons for discounts. You get monthly, sometimes even weekly, communications that involve behind-the-scenes photographs or interviews or sometimes lectures that we get around here that we share just with the Society 315. And that's at $10 a month. So your pledge gets tripled. All that good stuff happens, and it really makes a difference for us. Can you come in at that level right now? Because we have 14 lines open, 888-291-8000. Maybe you can come in at the $20 a month level. We'll do all that that we just I just mentioned will get accomplished, but you'll also get two free books, The Eucharist is Really Jesus from Joe Heschmeyer, and the new Persuasive Pro-Life from Trent Horn, the updated post-Roe version of that book, Persuasive Pro-Life. That's at $20 a month. Could you come in at that level? Please fill up these lines right now and help us out. 888-291-8000. Maybe you could come in at the $45 a month level. I have to tell you, I have not seen that yet. Maybe someone wants to come in at the $45 a month level. I don't know. That's unusual. Usually we have lots of that. But you'll get Carlos' course in the School of Apologetics this hour, Defending the Saints. And you'll get five copies of Why We're Pro-Life. And then all the stuff I mentioned at the other giving levels will be yours at $20 a month. 12 lines open. Please fill them right now at $10 a month. $15, $20 a month, maybe even $45 a month. Some people can do $100 a month. If we can fill up those lines and get those monthly pledges going right now, we will go a long way towards using up our $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000.
You know, Si, St. Paul writes in Galatians 6:6, let him who has taught the word share all good things with him who teaches. Well, let's plug the content into the framework. Who is the one doing the teaching? Catholic Answers. Are we teaching good things? Absolutely. We're teaching the greatest thing of all, our Lord Jesus Christ and the truth that he is. So for those who are taught that word and that good thing, St. Paul is saying, share all good things, okay? So we got an injunction from Paul now. So we started with Holy Mother Church. We probably should have started with our Lord. I went second to our Lord, so I apologize, mea culpa. So we got an injunction from our Lord. We got an injunction from Holy Mother Church. We got an injunction from St. Paul. So for our viewers and listeners out there, please, we are asking you from the bottom of our hearts, if you appreciate the work that we do at Catholic Answers, in sharing the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ and trying to capture hearts and minds for our Lord so that they can conform their hearts and minds to the heart and mind of Christ. Please give us a call at 888-291-8000 with whatever donation that you can give, whether it's the widow's mite or if it's a great deal of money, we would take either or, we would take both and. So please give us a call again, 888-291-8000, and join the family of Catholic Answers, because that's what we are, right, Si? We are a family here. We love each other deeply, and we love the work that we do together as a family for that common goal of building up the kingdom of God, which we cannot do without the support of our listeners and our viewers. Give us a call.
Amen to that, all of that, Carlo. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. I'm going to go back to the phones and let Carlo answer some questions. Just with this word, thank you to all who are calling and filling up those lines, making those monthly pledges. If you are an especially blessed person who can do $1,000 or more right now, you become a member of our President's Club when you do. There's benefits that come with that. Just ask them about it. But you'd also really be helping us out. 888-291-8000. Let's go to Jay in Indiana. Jay, thanks for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Carlo. Jay, did I go to the wrong line? Jay? Do we have Jay there? Line four? I'm sorry. I don't hear him. Jay, I really want to take your call. I'll tell you what, Edgar will check the line. I'm going to go to Emma in Hayden, Idaho, our good friend Emma in Hayden, Idaho. Emma, thanks for waiting. We'll come back to you, Jay. Don't hang up on us. Go ahead, Emma.
Hi. I'm always haranguing you guys. I'm so sorry.
No, a question is not a harangue. Those are two different things. Okay. Questioning is perfectly fine. We love it when you call, Emma.
Thank you. Thank you. I got to tell you, though, my husband is completely cancer-free.
Oh, praise God.
Oh,
praise God, Emma.
Yes. Not once. They think he's healed, not in remission.
Oh, thank God. Oh, wow. That's anyway. Such good news.
I know. We just found out last week.
Oh, well, now you can harangue if you want. You can harangue or question now.
Okay.
Now that you're going to bring good news like that.
So, Solomon was pretty naughty at the end of his life.
Solomon.
Do you think he went to heaven?
Carlo.
Yeah, man.
What is that?
I appreciate the succinct and pointed question. We don't know, Emma. So, it is true he was naughty, and it is true he sinned. The question is, did he repent? We have evidence of David's repentance. We don't have evidence of Solomon's repentance. That does not mean he did not repent. So we're simply in the dark here. And all I can say, Emma, is we'll find out on the other side of the veil. I can't think of any biblical data that would in any way indicate one way or the other. I can't think of anything. There might be something there that I would have to do some research on, but off the top of my head, I cannot think of anything that would determine that one way or the other, or at least to even hint in one direction. So we're just simply going to have to bow in humility here. At least I am. I'm going to bow in humility here and say, I don't know, Emma, but we can do this. We can offer up a prayer and say, hey, Lord, if Solomon's soul is in purgatory, we pray for his purification. And if he's in hell, well, then that prayer will possibly be redirected or at least be ordered to our growth in holiness through that act of charity. And the same would be true if he's in heaven. And we'll find out on the other side of the veil.
Emma, thanks so much for sharing the good news about your husband. It's always nice to hear from you, but that's a particularly good one. And we're very, very, very happy for you. Hey, I'm gonna go back to Jay and get his call for Carlo. I'll just come to you again and say we're just about to finish the second day of our 3 days of fundraising for Catholic Answers. We're not halfway there yet. That is, we'll finish 2/3 of the way done in about 20 minutes here, but we will be less than halfway to fully funded. Leaves us a big day tomorrow, and if you can help us now, it would be very helpful because that will leave lines open for tomorrow. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can do it on your phone because it's optimized for your phone. You can do it on your computer. It will optimize for your computer when it sees it. You can get it done quite quickly there. Really, it's very quick at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you prefer texting, just text the word Catholic to 24365. But I am not going to stay on that because I don't want to lose Jay's call. And Jay is ready for us now. Jay, thank you so much for the call. Go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Right here.
Hi, Jay.
Yeah, right here, right here. How are you, Father?
Oh, I am a father of 3 kids, but I am not a priest. So,
my chin touched the mute button. It was terrible.
Oh, man, you sound like you handle technology the way I do,
terrible.
Jay. All right, go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Okay. Carlo. I think that the sole reason for religion is to handle life after death. Now, and as it applies to physical life, I see it as irrelevant. The way to handle bad things physically is with the law, guns, and jail. And if you want to handle things after death, then you explore religion. And I think that's more than enough for religion to handle. Your views.
All right, Jay. So I think I get what you're after here. So let me give it a shot. So I would agree with you that we do need to handle things in the physical world with laws, with even imprisonment whenever the punishment is proportionate to the crime. And yes, affirm the proper and just use of guns and arms. That is a legitimate way by which we are to govern our society and live as social beings within society. In no way would a right-thinking religious person should reject that stuff, because those are all things that would fit within a religious worldview, in particular within the Christian worldview, especially for us as Catholic Christians, because our belief in God and affirming the reality of God does not entail giving up our own intellects and exercising the virtue of prudence and all of the natural virtues that we need to exercise in order to live peacefully with other human beings in our society. We are very big, Jay, as Catholics, on the natural moral law, things that we can know according to nature, even without belief in God. Now, concerning your statement about the only thing religion solves is life after death issues, it's unclear as to what you mean by that, as if religion is sort of a crutch to help people satisfy their fears about life after death. Well, that if that is the case, that just simply begs the question against the Christian, because the question is the Christian religion true? And if it is true, well, then Jesus's answer about life after death would be a true solution. So the real question is whether Christianity is true or not, whether God actually exists or not. Those are the questions that we need to be asking and seeking to answer. To claim that religion is only going to solve this or that and wishful thinking, that's just assuming the classic claims of theism and Christianity are not true. And that's something that we would challenge. Also implied in that statement that the only thing religion can solve is life after death issue, there is also another assumption that Jesus, for example, from the Christian point of view, does not have the power to solve the problems of our world. But we as a Christian would challenge that. So the real question is Jesus God or not? And if he is God, and he is who he says he is and rose from the dead to vindicate those claims, then he would have the power to solve the problems in our world, and that people can legitimately be transformed in their mind and their heart to be ordered toward what is true, good, and beautiful by the power of Jesus Christ. Of course, that, again, all rests on whether or not Jesus is who he says he is, Lord. So one cannot claim that the only thing religion can solve is life after death issues and not solve the problems of our world by the power of Jesus Christ just begs the question against the Christian. So, Sai, those are some of the thoughts that I would say in response to Jay's claims there. I know we got to move on to
I feel bad because this is a good one for conversation, but maybe we can do you think your book, Prepare the Way, would be a good book?
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely. Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church would be very fitting for Jay, given the claims that he was making here.
Jay, if you'd like a copy of that book, we'd love to send it to you. You don't have to take it, but if you'd like it, just give your address and we will send it off to your address. Also, call us anytime, especially when we're not fundraising, because that's the kind of thing where we do like to have a back and forth conversation, and I'm sorry that we weren't able to provide that today. Our number here, if you'd like to make your pledge of support, there are 11 lines open right now. And I'll tell you what, we're about 15 minutes from being done. We're going to let Carlo continue to answer calls and do all of that. But let me just tell you where we are. We're slightly over halfway there, slightly over halfway to meeting our match this hour. And if we're going to stay on track for this pledge drive, it's very, very important that we meet these matches. So it's kind of an all hands on deck at the moment. If you're listening and you can make a larger pledge and you're inclined to do so, would you please pick up the phone and do that now? 888-291-8000. Say you were able to make $1,000 or $1,500 or a $2,500 pledge. We're still enough money to match it dollar for dollar. So it's going to get doubled. 888-291-8000. And I ask for those larger pledges because if we could do three, even just three or four of those, we'll be in very, very good shape for this hour. And it will supplement the fact that really lots of people have been very generous about calling with $10, $20, $30 a month pledges. And that's really the way we found that's the formula that works. The monthly pledges in smaller amounts for those who are, you know, like Carlo and me, you know, we're more the small monthly pledge type level of financial means. And we do our part. But when those who can make those larger pledges do so, it really, really supplements beautifully. And we get there. That's how we get there each time. So if you can make a larger pledge right now, if you can make that monthly pledge of $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 a month, if you can do something like that, please do, because there's 11 lines open right now, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. But if you are someone who can do those larger pledges and can really help us round out and finish out this hour in the next 15 minutes, maybe you could do a $5,000 pledge. People have done it. Yesterday, a friend of ours called and made a $5,000 pledge. We were so delighted. 888-291-8000 is the place to go and do that as well. 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. There are benefits to the various giving levels. Just ask the person you talk to if you call, or you can go to our website, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and just see the various levels of benefits. But like I said, 11 lines open, 15 minutes to go till the top of the hour. We need your help right now. Could you please fill up those lines just one more time before we go? 888-291-8000. I want to thank Albert in Idaho, just donated $50. Jerry in Texas just donated $100. Bernadette from New Jersey just came in at the $1,000 level. Thank you, Bernadette. Oh, Scott in Oregon. I didn't mean for those to go in order of size, but they did. Scott in Oregon just donated $2,000. We're getting closer. We've got less than 10,000 to go now to meet our match for this hour, and about a little more than 10 minutes to do it. 888-291-8000. But I got to tell you, the phones aren't budging at the moment. They are not budging. There's 11 lines open. Our colleagues are ready to take your calls. If you are so moved, please pick up the phone and call right now. 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And having asked you and having thanked those folks, I'm going to let Carlo answer another question. Robert in Illinois, thanks for waiting. Go ahead, Robert, with your question for Carlo.
Hi. Instead of studying theology at a Catholic university, I studied philosophy. Epistemology, what do words mean? What do people mean when they use the same word? These three terms, were these ever true? The illumination of conscience, which I heard from somebody.
Okay.
The rapture, the biblical rapture, and the third one was the dark night of the soul. Who says those things?
Oh, okay.
All right, so with regard to the last one, the dark night of the soul, that is one stage of a spiritual process that has been articulated by theologians, St. John of the Cross being one of them. So that is a Catholic, that's terminology that you will find within Catholic circles and spiritual writings. It just refers to, like I said, a stage in the spiritual journey as you're growing in holiness with our Lord. With regard to the rapture, well, that word, at least in the Latin text of the Bible, is used in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where it talks about how those who are present here still alive at the second coming of the Lord will be raptura, will be caught up with our Lord in the air. But that rapturing is not what people normally refer to as the rapture, which ordinarily refers to this sort of a secret coming of our Lord, snatching those who truly believe in him before the final push of evil at the end of time by the Antichrist. And so that would be a view or a understanding or a teaching of this being caught up with our Lord in the air that would conflict with the Catholic understanding of divine revelation about the end time. So we would reject that understanding of the quote-unquote rapture. So the word itself is actually in the Latin text of sacred scripture of being caught up with our Lord, but the understanding of that catching up with the Lord, being caught up with the Lord or rapturing, is going to differ among certain Christian communities, especially for us as Catholics. Now, the illumination of conscience that you brought up is something that is a part of alleged private revelations about a moment in history where every person alive will see their soul in the light of divine truth. You've had some Catholics, very prominent Catholics and Catholic saints, who have given a sort of
not outright approval, but sympathy towards these alleged private revelations, but this would not be something that we would have to accept, nor has it been, according to my understanding, officially approved by a church authority. But even if it were, this would not be something that we would be bound to accept, because this is within the realm of private revelation, and we as Catholics are only obligated to believe that which is part of public revelation coming from our Lord and the apostles, contained in the deposit of faith, codified either in sacred scripture or sacred tradition.
I hope that that was helpful to you. Thank you very, very much for the call and for the questions. I'm going to ask again for folks to pick up the phone and call and make their pledge of support to Catholic Answers Live. We need your support. We cannot do this without you. As a matter of fact, we are entirely dependent on our listeners, and we have been for 25 years to keep doing what we're doing, and we try to share our need with you. It has seemed in recent years, maybe over the last 18 months or 2 years, that while sometimes our appeal for help has been very generously answered, it seems like people are struggling at the moment. And in particular, we notice, I was told today, like many charities notice right now, that we're becoming a bit more dependent on people who can make large donations. And it does seem to have something to do with how the economy has changed in recent years. And there are some folks who are doing very well, and a lot of our donors are in that group that's struggling. We've got a lot of folks are struggling to make ends meet. So I will appeal again, if you are a person who can make a large pledge right now, maybe you could do $1,000, maybe like Scott just did in Oregon, he made a $2,000 pledge. Maybe you could do $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000. We are quite in need of your help right now. Those folks who can do the $10 a month and $20 a month have been calling, but we've got 10 lines open, 888-291-8000. 10 lines open, 888-291-8000.
Yes, Cy, I'm going to appeal to St. Paul again. We're just going to read what St. Paul writes to Timothy. He's writing to the rich, the wealthy. And here's what he says. The rich are to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. So there you have St. Paul himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, exhorting the wealthy to be generous and ready to share. But it's not just to anything, right? It's to be generous and ready to share to that which is true, good, and beautiful. And Cy, I am convinced from my own personal experience and from what I hear across the country when I travel and speak from folks, that what we do at Catholic Answers, Catholic Answers Ministry, is true, good, and beautiful. Obviously, we're not the truth, the goodness, and the beautiful like God is himself, but Catholic Answers Ministry is a manifestation of that truth, good, and beauty because of what we do in sharing the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and trying to restore sanity within our world. So I appeal to you listeners and viewers, if you want restoration of sanity in the messed up culture that we live in, where a lot of people ain't thinking straight, Catholic Answers is an essential way in virtue by which we can achieve that sanity. Because what we proclaim in our ministry through Catholic Answers Live, our speaking ministry, our online and print magazine, in the books that we write, is the truth. And the truth is conformity with reality. That's sanity. And so as the late Frank J. Sheed often wrote, it's all about sanity for the sake of sanctity. We want to capture minds for the sake of capturing the heart and leading the heart and the mind to the heart and mind of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're all about here at Catholic Answers. But we cannot achieve that goal unless you, the viewer and the listener, give us the means to do that. We have a voice to, and we have a message to proclaim with that voice, but that voice cannot be heard unless we're staying on the air at Catholic Answers Live, and we're continuing to do the ministry that we do at Catholic Answers. So 888-291-8000, that's the number you need to call right now to give your financial contribution to help us out.
Well, that's it for us, and but a perfect time to pick up the phone. We'll keep answering the phones as long as they'll keep ringing. There's 10 lines open right now, 888-291-8000. We've got thousands of dollars left on our match for this hour. Please help us use them up. If you could make a pledge of $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, you can get us a lot closer, but every pledge uses up money in that match. 888-291-8000. Come in at
the that was the key word I forgot. Please.
All right. Amen, brother. Please help us out. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let's just fill up those phones right now. Get our colleagues busy, and we will use up the about $6,000 we got to go. 888-291-8000.